In the beginning, God. That's it, we stop there. Nobody comes performing, nobody comes after. The author of the infinite, where we're slaves to the master. How can we grip and grasp his greatness? I'm talking about a goddess, he's all, but yet he's faceless. So let's take this journey to the unobtainable, for the attainable, sustainable, intangible truth. And the text is designed just to show you the proof. Say la, keep the way I feed you the fruit. And my mission is to preach so you can put it to use. And meditate as I educate those who speculate and get a state. Once upon a time, every man was in need. So let me break it down now in biblical terms. So when the lie sounds true, you'll be equipped to discern. I bring life to the lost who are destined to burn. And make the message so clear that the skeptics will learn. God, ask me hello, something out of nothing, whoa. That's what I'm saying, so take it how you want it, chill. Listen to the story tell, from the one who spoke and wrote. Everything you think and know, he's the one who made it flow. Bringing shape and being the day the world was born. Darkness hovering and covering until the lights came on. The separation of the two brought the dust from the dawn. On the second day, God made the wind and waves, a firmament that was permanent, showing his ways, and it was so sporadic through the surface, growing in green grass trees, blooming in their purpose. Worship grew and flew all around the earth's axis, shining stars on the fourth, the fifth. He gave access to fish who swim deep in the sea. On the sixth came Adam alongside Mother Eve. He rested as three, all working equally. What we now see as the Holy Trinity, divinity past time plus all infinity. Energy, force, and matter were all a part of the batter that cooked up creation, hooked up a nation. The data all concludes that God is so amazing, so much so that we must all praise him. Hallelujah is the pinnacle for this proclamation. Sing. On his throne, and the angels give reverence, huh? Who can match this master of existence, who brings great peace in the presence of resistance? This God of the world, whose page is ageless, the one and holy one, whose reign is rageless. You must know just how he's righteous, who blew breath in us and gave us life just to walk in his will, taste what he feels, roam free in the garden every day and just chill. Now how ill is that? He gave us power and dominion, but didn't turn his back and turn his back into a pile of dirt, in fact. But he chose to show his grace and kept the world intact.